Would you look with me today at John chapter 11 and verse 28, and we're going to read several verses here. John chapter 11 and verse 28. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary her sister secretly, saying, "The Master is come and calleth for thee." For those who are listening in for the first time, we're in John 11, where Jesus comes to the grave eventually of Lazarus, who had died. He'd been dead for 4 days. He had delayed his coming. Now he was there on the outskirts of Bethany. Martha came out to see him. He told her that great statement, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me shall never die." What a tremendous statement that was, and how true that is. And forever, for generation to generation, and in any position in the Bible, you can place that verse of Scripture, and it stands true. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Now, when she heard that, and she said, "I believe that thou art the Christ," that was her faith, her total, complete confidence that Jesus was God, which every person must believe. If Jesus was not God, then he cannot save you. That's the reason that there's absolutely no reason for any thinking person for themselves. Now, many people do not think for themselves. Many people just believe what they hear. They do not think for themselves. But I don't see how any thinking person can worship and give credence to someone who is not alive and someone who has not given them anything whatsoever as far as hope for their eternal life, except maybe working and sacrificing. I just can't understand why anyone would believe that these so-called prophets of various ages are from God whenever they're dead and their words are not alive and they have no meaning, and yet they refuse to believe the Bible, and the Bible lets us know that we believe in Jesus Christ, and he is the eternal Son of God. So you must believe that Jesus is the Son of God. There's absolutely no way out. There's no other answer to that. It has been asked on various television program interviews and radio interviews, various preachers who've been called up in recent years. Suppose that some people do not believe that your Jesus is the Son of God, or that that's the only way of salvation. Will they go to hell? And some of these preachers will hedge and play around with it a little bit and try to get away with it, not say anything about it because they don't want to hurt anybody's feelings and they want to look good to the public. And whenever the plain fact is, and ought to be stated clearly, that if you do not believe that Jesus Christ is God, then there is no hope for you in eternity. You are either with Jesus Christ or you will be forever in hell. That's the whole story. That's what the Bible says. That's what the Bible teaches. That's what we believe. And that's what is true. And the reason I know it's true is because it has proven itself over and over and over again. I told the folks in a meeting just recently how glad I am that I am not brainwashed into some religion. I have not believed something that was just taught to me as a child and hang on to it because my mother or dad taught it. I have found for myself in the Word of God the Lord Jesus Christ, as I've trusted him as my Savior, and it has changed my life. It has changed me completely, and I have had numerous times whenever I have had the internal witness that Jesus Christ is God, answers to prayer, miraculous things happening that could not have happened any other way unless they were an answer to the prayer to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I dare say that those who pray to other gods, whatever they might be, cannot answer it that way. They cannot say that they've had answers to their prayers, maybe a circumstantial answer now and then, but nothing concrete, nothing definite, nothing that could not have happened any other way. And so, my dear friend, I believe Jesus is the Son of God. He is God in the flesh that came to save us from our sins. He died on the cross to redeem us from our sins. And Mary said that. She was sure about that. She turned and went home. And I'm just going to read a few verses now. "And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary her sister secretly, saying, 'The Master is come, and he calleth for thee.' As soon as he heard that, she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. So when Jesus called, she was willing to come. I said on one of the other programs recently, I don't believe she was bitter. I don't believe she was angry with the Lord. I just think she was sad and burdened and hurting, and the people there in the house were coming to comfort her, and I just don't think she was in a physical position to get up and go. But then when Jesus called, she went immediately. Now, Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in a place where Martha met him. The Jews then which were with him in her house and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, she goeth unto the grave to weep there. They thought she had gotten up and she was going to the grave. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. The very same statement that Martha had made. She didn't hear Martha make that statement, but she believed that. If you had been here, you would have healed my brother. You loved him. You healed others. You could have healed him. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping with which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. Now there are two major things in this next two or three verses. Let me read them. And said, where have you laid him? And they said unto him, Lord, come and see. And then Jesus wept. A verse that, of course, everybody knows. Jesus wept. There are two major things I want to point out in the time that we have left today. Number one is, the Bible says that John wrote this book. I mean, it's written by John, got his signature on it. He was a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. We know from Scripture that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, that John did not write down what John wanted to write down. He wrote down what the Holy Spirit told him to write down. Now, I believe that. If I couldn't believe that, then the Bible would mean nothing to me whatsoever. If I did not believe that the Bible was inspired, I would have nothing to go on. I would have nothing to believe. So I believe that the Holy Spirit spoke to John, and John wrote exactly what the Holy Spirit wanted him to write. And one of the proofs of that is, the Scripture says here, he groaned in the Spirit. Now, John would not have known that. John would have known him as being grieved. John would have known him as weeping, could see the tears, known him as weeping, but he would not have known that his spirit groaned. He would not have known that. He would not have known that he was troubled. He would not have known that. He would have just thought that he was sad at the death of Lazarus. And so the Holy Spirit said he groaned in the Spirit. Now there is an insight into how the Lord Jesus Christ feels about us, and it's inspiration. And then, of course, we see the great compassion of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is concerned about you. He is concerned about me. He is concerned about everything that happens to us in every circumstance, not just part of our circumstances, but in every circumstance, Jesus is concerned about us, and he loves us. He is concerned about us. When we weep, he weeps. When we're happy, he's happy, because he loves us. The great compassion of the Lord Jesus Christ is one of the greatest truths that we'll find in the Bible. I'm glad that he is my Savior and my God today.